outrageous stuff. You wonder what he'll be doing when he grows up. Here in school, he can be dumb and say crazy things, but there's no telling what the guy will do when he gets out of here.
Christopher, he says to me in a Russian-sounding accent.
No connection to anything. Probably some random thing going off in his head. Sean sits in front of me, which is fine because that way I can avoid Mr. Taggart. Mr. Taggart is the last one to show up every day. Usually he stumbles in looking like he went to the same party my mother went to the night before. He's mostly bald, with a nice thick mustache that looks 2 decades out of place, and a nice thick belly that looks 2 belt sizes out of shape. They say he used to be the coach of the football team. These are things I hear mentioned casually, like Jin being a freshman. The next to come in is the movie star wannabe. Roger struts into the classroom as if it's a red carpet and the paparazzi are out in full force. He smiles a crystal smile that shows through the airbrushed beard he's got going on. I still haven't quite figured out how he can cut it that short. So short, it looks like shoe polish. His hair slants forward and upward in a faux hawk style. Guy has to use a lot of gel to get his hair to do that. He fist bumps Sean, who idolizes the guy for some reason. Roger is a senior who needs this summer class to graduate. He says he's going to the University of Southern California. I don't know whether to believe him or not. But at least he's not telling you he's your cousin. That didn't turn out so well, did it? How are we going to kill 3 hours today? Roger says to me. Roger's one of those kids who doesn't really talk with you. He talks at you. I shrug, because he's not really looking for an answer. He looks at the quiet figure in the back.
Hey, Jin.
Roger's not a bad guy. He's just a politician. A politician or a... don't say it. Pastor. Something about both of those professions makes me skeptical. I'm waiting in my chair, waiting for the moment that made me get out of bed and get on that motorcycle and rush here. Soon it arrives. Harris comes in first, the bright-eyed smiling guy who looks like Will Smith's clone from his television days. As usual, Harris is dressed like a preppy. He's laughing at something.